Greetings, everyone. In this talk, I wish to begin a series of small talks that I'm going to be giving about some of the lessons I have learned personally from Father James Flanagan. Father James Flanagan was the founder of the Society of Our Lady of the Most Holy Trinity. He had been a veteran of World War II with the U.S. Navy Underwater Demolitions Team, which is the group that later became the Navy SEALs. Probably, I would say, the greatest priest I've known personally in my lifetime. And he taught me so many lessons as my mentor in the priesthood that I feel that some of them are worth sharing to all of you. I was talking to a good friend of mine from SALT, Father Sam Medley, about this idea of sharing some of the wisdom of Father Flanagan, and he liked the idea a lot. And so this is something that I want to share to you and hopefully will help you in your own relationship to God and your journey through life. I remember probably the very first lesson that Father Jim Flanagan impressed upon me was actually the first time I spoke to him. And at the time that I talked to him, I was going through a kind of a battle, which looking back now, it seems like it was only this big. But at the time, it seemed like it was the end of the world. It seemed like it was a disaster unfolding right in front of me. And I felt doomed. And I called Father Flanagan, and you know, I knew a lot about him from what people had told me and what I had studied about him, and you know, this great American hero in his, you know, as a veteran of World War II, and a great priest and a great man of the Lord. And I called him up and I told him everything I was experiencing, and you're kind of expecting him to say, okay, well, you got to do this, you got to do that, and next you have to do this, then you got to talk to that person, you got to say that, you got to do this. And I didn't get any of that. Instead, I got him telling me, he said, well, Father, you have to trust in your Father. And that's what he said. And he says, somehow your Father, God, he always spoke of God as our Father, because that's what Jesus said to do. And he said, trust in our Father. He's allowed this to happen for some really good reason, and you have to trust in him. And that's actually a very, very necessary lesson. Because sometimes people, when they go to some battle in their own life or some challenge or a situation that oppresses them and makes them feel like there's no way they can move, they lose trust in God. They stop praying, they give up the life of holiness, they stop trying to believe that there is something bigger unfolding here, and then they just feel so discouraged, they give in to despair. And that happens to a lot of people. I see that so many times in my life when people come to me, that what they're dealing with is their breakdown of their trust in God. And Father Flanagan, who had seen so much in his life, understood that that was the number one lesson that he had to bring to me in the beginning of this relationship of him being my mentor. Trust in your Father. St. Augustine used to teach that God did not cause evil, but he would allow it so that he could bring some greater good out of it. Think of Good Friday. The horror of Good Friday seems like a terrible disaster has unfolded, and yet the resurrection is coming. And so this very, very simple lesson, trust in the Lord. You might have in your own life some difficulty, some battle you're dealing with, and you're tempted to give up on God and to say, where is the solution? Turning to God doesn't help. But the number one thing you got to do is you have to turn to your Father. And that trust in God is practiced by your daily prayer. So you got to pray more. It's practiced by your holiness of life. So you can't live in sin. You got to go to confession. You got to follow the commandments. And you have to have this spirit of belief that God is working on a greater plan. Just as on Good Friday, there was a greater plan unfolding that was far greater than the evil that had happened on that day. It's the same for you right now, that God is your Father and he loves you. And he has a plan that's eternal, that even if you go to some difficulty right now, some suffering, some problem, and you feel discouraged by it and weighed down, trust in your Father. Don't give up on doing your Father's will. That's most important. And so, trust in the Lord, and believe me, you will not be disappointed. God bless you.